And the background music there of Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there, means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. We're coming up on 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 34 our current temperature here in Albany. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2. 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. It is our 402nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring her in and say good morning to Nancy Buckentine. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Cy. Doing well. Thank you.
That's great. And I suppose you were probably playing music in church this morning. Are you just out of church now?
Yes, that's correct. Just got out of church. Also had children's Christmas program practice afterwards, so I just got home.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. And
it's making a busy music season.
It is. Yes, it is that time of the year. And still making home in Cologne, Minnesota, are you not?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Out on the farm yet?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Very, very good. And we like to get you on this time of the year because, it's the death anniversary of your dad. Not that that's a joyous occasion. I'm sure he's happy where he is now, but not for us. We miss him tremendously because he had a great band and played that trombone so passionately. Tell us about Earl. His death anniversary was yesterday.
Yesterday, yep, correct. December 11th of 2008. It hardly seems like it can be 13 years already, but I guess the time just keeps going on.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But, I do miss hearing that trombone sound. I really do. And Dad did like to play.
Oh, that is so true. And for folks that don't know or understand, yes, Nancy, your dad was Earl Schmidt, the great Earl Schmidt, played with Jerry Schuft, and, they started the band way back in the days, didn't they?
In 1960, actually, the first job that the guys played together under Dad and Jerry's name was Easter Sunday, April 17th, 1960.
Wow. That.
And, played at the Hamburg Hall.
Oh, my gosh.
Just down the road here a piece.
Okay. And, boy, don't you wish you could have a second run at that and be there with them? I'll bet you were just a toddler at the time, huh?
Well, actually, I did get to go to the dance.
Did you?
Because I was still with Mom at the time, and my birthday's in July.
Okay.
So she had to take tickets that day. And
I see.
I went to the dance with Mom.
Well, neat. Okay. So you do remember it then, huh?
Well, no, I don't, because I was 3 months before being born.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. That's how you went with Mom. I got it now. You know, it takes me a little bit, but I catch on. Oh, goodness. I bet you, in a way, that's maybe where your interest in polka music was being born, though, because...
Well, I can honestly say I've never been without the music, so...
Yeah.
And it's a great thing.
Yes.
It's been a wonderful thing for me.
Well, that's awesome. You bet. Well, Nancy, you are a great keyboard and piano organ player in your own right. Tell us a little bit for the folks that are tuning in. You've been here a few times, but maybe somebody hasn't heard your story yet. So how'd you get started playing, and how did things go for you?
Well, of course, Dad liked music, and Dad and Mom were both involved in their high school band here at Norwood Young America, where they went to school. And through fortunate circumstances, both with Mom and with Dad, in their childhood only had a year and a half of piano lessons. And they felt that that certainly was not enough. They wanted my brother and I to take piano lessons at a young age and continue with it. And we did. I was 6 years old when I started taking piano lessons, and I had 10 glorious years of, well, a lot of practice hours, let's say that. We were blessed to have a great piano teacher, just fabulous. Lady close in the area here, and she believed in a lot of music theory and ear training, which I'm gleaning all of those things from right now when I play in polka bands and stuff. So it really was good. Yeah, there were some grueling hours of practice, I will admit.
Oh, yes. Okay. And went to school where? In Cologne then, or?
I went to grade school here at our Lutheran church, Zion Lutheran on the Hill here, and went to high school at Lutheran High School in Mayer.
Oh, okay. Did you go on to college of any sort then?
I went to college at Concordia in Seward, Nebraska. Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. Okay. Mm-hmm. 4-year college there?
Yes, that was a 4-year college.
Correct. Okay. And what did you come away with? What degrees did you major in?
I started there and came home and got a job one summer and felt that that was going to benefit me as well at that time to help pay off debt. And I never did go back to finish my 4-year degree, but I do have a 2-year degree in accounting.
Oh, good for you. So, okay. And you you followed that
kind of later.
Followed that and made that into a day job then?
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly. Okay.
I worked for Carver County.
Oh, okay. So
I have for the last 36 years.
Well, I'm sure that schooling, those tools still come in handy no matter what you're doing for an occupation. You use it all through life, that's for sure.
Correct.
That's great. So you went on to get married, have a family?
Yes. We have a son, Adam, who is married, and he lives in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Okay.
And our daughter, Heidi, is living in Chanhassen.
Okay. And your mom is still doing well, still around?
Yep. Mom still lives. I just live a mile from where I grew up.
Uh-huh.
So Mom is still at home on the farm.
Ah, nice. That's nice. And your husband's name?
Mm-hmm. Alan.
Alan. Very good. Alan Buckentine. And so you guys are on a farm as well then?
Yes. We bought a farm here. Alan was a dairy farmer for 30-some years, and the cows left about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So now we have a beef herd and also still do the crop farming.
Oh, yes. Very good. Okay. So you went through school, and did you start playing church music then before you got out of school, or was that right after school, or how long you been doing that?
Well, my first church service was quite the experience. I was 12 years old. I was in sixth grade, and it was a German Easter Monday service.
Oh, my.
For whatever reason, our organist couldn't play that service and had some other engagement or whatever, and so I got to fill that spot, which was interesting because Dad, of course, thought, well, that'll be fine. He helped me practice. I could play hymns. So by that time, I'd had 6 years of piano lessons already.
Mm-hmm.
And we practiced at home, and he said, now, the age of, I'm 12 years old, keep that in mind. The age of the congregation for a German Easter Monday service was going to be, 70 plus, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
So I would play the hymns, and Dad would sing about to a beat and a half behind me.
Uh-huh.
Because he said, that's what's going to happen. He said, but you can't slow down, so you just keep playing.
Oh, my.
It was quite the exercise, but we made it through that.
Uh-huh.
And then somehow from there, people thought, gee, maybe I could play. And as I was a teenager then, high teens, young 20s, I played a lot of weddings for friends who were getting married at the time.
Sure.
And then just evolved. I know when my children were young, there was a pastor from another congregation that I had known because of Lutheran High School in Mayer, and he was doing a vacancy for the pastor at a church close by, and he said, I need an organist. He said, I know you're just sitting in the pew on Sundays, but I need to put you to work. So that kind of started that, and that's, oh gosh, that's 34 years ago.
Oh, my.
So,
and been,
yeah.
Never looked back.
Yeah,
you've just been
evolved.
Going steady, huh?
Oh. Well, it's interesting because, you know, anybody can be a parishioner, and it's great when they show up, but only certain people or the preacher.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious if one of those two is missing. So
oh, you bet.
I feel that there's a need I can fulfill, then I must do that. So
that's right.
That's why
right.
I play. And I like to play.
So all along, you're playing church music. Your dad's parallel to you. He's playing polka music. And you guys never connected, never played together, huh? Or did you get...
We did a couple of times.
Did
yeah,
you?
There were certain times we did. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't actually start playing with any polka bands until after Dad had passed.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yep.
And if
we did do some church work together, so.
Okay. If he could see you now, holy buckets, I tell you, he'd be doing cartwheels and kind of banging his head on the wall saying, why didn't I get that girl in the band way back, huh?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my.
I guess in that respect, why didn't he? Because people had asked, why didn't we do that more? I think Dad wanted us to have more of a regular schedule.
Yeah.
For things that we were doing when we were involved in high school. Because keep in mind, in those days, the dance jobs were pretty much all from 9 to 1.
Yes, that was the difference.
That was late.
Oh, for sure.
And early morning and then driving yet and all of that. So he just didn't want to have that interfere with our high school activities.
Oh, and some of us did do the jobs and school at the same time. I was there. My buddy, Ron Eichmeyer, bass player. I think he started playing tuba at 13 already and was, you know, doing a regular schedule. So it was tough. I mean, boy, that was short nights for sleep. And, you know, when you're young, you can kind of do it. But, boy, there were those study halls where the head would lay down on the desk because you were just exhausted. So,
yeah, I believe that.
But ask us if we'd do it again. We would every time because, oh, the memories we made were so great. You know, the playing and all the occasions that we played for. And I know you're experiencing the same. Weddings, anniversaries, birthday parties. It's just special. Back then, it was a lot of shower dances and wedding dances.
Right.
So,
yep.
So
yep.
It's a great business to be a part of, I feel. Don't you, too?
It truly is, first of all, because we love the music, and secondly, because you meet such great people.
That's
usually
right.
When people are going to a polka dance, they're there to have a good time, and they generally do. And that just makes it all the more fun.
Well, I've visited with guests the last few weeks, and I know I've made this comment several times that no matter what occupation you have for a day job, you can have a bad day or just a testing day or whatever, but it seems like when you get away and get on that stage and you play that first song, you forget all about it, and it's for me, it's been good therapy. I've really enjoyed it over the years.
Yes, I think music is, well, music soothes a savage beast, doesn't it?
It does.
It's just kind of a release. It's that release from everything else that you can just go to your little happy place and be there, and it's just really fun.
You bet. Well, Nancy, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. We're going to read the ad for the sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Okay.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. And 'twas less than 2 weeks before Christmas at the St. Joe Meat Market, and that's no joke. It is actually just 2 weeks before Christmas, and the holiday rush is on big time. Well, no worries. The St. Joe Meat Market is here for you just when you are ready to start panicking. Employees are dashing around with orders at the St. Joe Meat Market like they were trying out to be one of Santa's elves. Meat and cheese trays come in the standard small, medium, and large sizes, are being made up daily. Extra trays are usually on hand, but called ahead orders are always appreciated. The same goes for the meat department. The coolers are loaded to the hilt with smoked turkeys, mouth-watering hams, and sausages, oh so juicy. However, in the retail business, you never quite know for sure who is all going to come through that front door and when. So it's always best to call ahead and reserve your order for that special occasion. And there's also lots of great music CDs to browse through when you come in to pick up your order at the St. Joe Meat Market. And just a little footnote here, I had a listener call this morning and say, Cy, you got to remind the folks that you have one of the largest selections of bulk Christmas candy that you'll find in the area. And yes, everything from the little orange and raspberry bites to the chocolate milk balls, the chocolate stars, you name it, it's there. The bridge, all of that, chocolate-covered peanuts, oh, it's so good. And yeah, check that out at the St. Joe Meat Market. All packaged in nice little half-pound, pound packages, ready to grab and go. What an awesome stocking stuffer idea. Always more great in-store specials. So like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com, or you can always call 320-363-4913. Thank you, and Merry Christmas from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Nancy, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, you know how it works. We'll put up a nice meat package for you. Get that in the mail, priority mail, send that out to you. Hope that you and Ellen and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How is that for you?
That sounds great, Cy. You know, we always enjoy it because it's always delicious and everything is always comes in the right size.
Well, and I know what your favorite is. You love those little snack packs.
Those snack packs are great for me at work. I just love to have a lunch of snack packs.
You bet. So. Little bits of summer sausage, snack sticks, cheese. Boy, that's just great to munch on and very
like
satisfying.
Having my own mini meat tray right there.
There you go. Well, great. Well, Nancy, we got to rub elbows a little bit again here recently. We're going to be on another recording by Lester Schuft and the Country Dutchman. It's in the production stage right now, but boy, what an honor to sit next to you in the back row and do that music there. We sure had a good time, didn't we?
That was a good day, Cy. Yes, it was a long day, but I'm glad we got to do it.
You bet. Yeah, it was on October 19th down at Peace Lutheran Church. And there was, 11, 12 of us down there all totaled, a whole bunch of us that are going to be part of that CD, currently being produced by Terry Ard, Red Ball Productions, and we're anxious for it to come out. It's did you get a chance to listen to any of it, Nancy?
Yes, I did, Cy.
Okay.
And, yep, looking forward to the final product.
Absolutely. Terry just texted me the other day and said he's into the second mix now. And refining it down, and boy, it's amazing with technology how they can, spruce it up. I thought the guys really played well, but there's always those little clinkers and those little, I mean, every band has that, and with technology, they can clean that up, and boy, yeah, I'm just really excited for it to come out.
I think it's going to be a sharp recording.
You bet. It's going to be called Classic Cars and Classic Polkas is what Lester tells us, so... We'll let the folks know when it comes out. So, but yeah, you were on the keyboard there on the recording. I did some of the drumming, and it was a fun thing to do. Now, when did you actually get the inkling in to start playing polka music?
I always thought it would be fun,
just
because I know how much fun Dad had.
Yeah,
and he often talked about it. Just coming home from a job or whatever, he's it was a really good time last night, and this is why, and whatever. Found it sometime.
Uh-huh.
And my girlfriend Linda Schrader knew that. Linda also played keyboard and concertina.
Mm-hmm.
And she had gotten a phone call from Leon Helgett, who was looking for a keyboard player for a weekend for Larry Olson's Fest 1 year. It was 2009.
Mm-hmm.
And called a couple of people who couldn't make it. He called Linda. Unfortunately, she also had another engagement that weekend. And so she knew that I wanted to play because we had talked about it. And she gave Leon my number, and he was the first one I ever played for, and that's kind of where it started.
Well, I've been seeing your picture on album covers since that time. I know you're on with Leon. You've done some recordings and some playing with George's Concertina Band out of Montgomery. Who else did you all work with?
Actually, this past Monday night, I worked with Dale Pexa. We played a dance job down in Mankato.
Okay.
And I work with Adam Sandhurst.
Yep, and the Jolly Jammers.
Augusta, South Haven area. Yep, absolutely, absolutely love to play with them.
Uh-huh.
I filled in, I played with Gary Brigham, did a weekend in Wisconsin with him.
Oh, neat.
Larry was with Chris and the Riverbend Dutchman out of Mankato.
Larry Razavi.
So, yep, played with Larry a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
So, well, yeah, it's, if the phone rings and I've got the date open, I like to play, so I try to help out if I can.
You bet. And, boy, some good names, some good polka bands that you're mentioning there. And really, from my experience, I did some jobbing, too, back in the days, and it was always fun to play with different bands, to get a little different style, different maybe things recorded in a different key or play it a little different.
Sure,
It's kind of fun, isn't it?
It really is, and everybody does have their own style. I'd say I play a lot with Lowell Schubert.
Yes.
From Watertown here, just in our area. And we did a recording with Lowell, too, and that was a lot of fun. And Lowell plays just so very nice.
Yes.
As all do the Concertina players. They all do in their own style, which is fun. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of unique each job.
You bet. So, you bet.
But, yeah, it has just been really... just a lot of fun, and musicians are, it's kind of like a brotherhood.
It is. I really agree. Yeah.
You know, they're all ends and all want to work together for, you know, to make themselves sound good for the people to enjoy.
Well, I always kind of connect with the back row. The drums, usually, most bands, the drums are in the back row, and usually, quite often, the keyboard player will wind up back there, and so does the tuba player. And boy, we had a good one on the recording, too, Gary Schrader. He's a fun guy to play
Absolutely.
With. Yeah, so talented, so good. So, yeah, neat stuff.
Right, been playing a long time.
You bet. So, in your younger years, as you were going out, and you went to a lot of polka dances too, I'll bet, huh?
I enjoyed going to dances, yes. It wasn't necessarily the things that my high school friends did, so I, you know, would just go to a dance, and there were a lot of people there I knew. Again, growing up being band leader's daughter, people are interested. They would ask Dad, you know, do you have family, whatever. And so I met a lot of people. I couldn't wait to go to Gibbon Polka Days. Those 5 days, I danced till my feet fell off. And it was just because I knew a lot of people.
You bet.
Or they knew who I was, or we could dance, and it was just such a good time. Those days I don't think we're going to see again, but I'm glad I got to see what I did.
Absolutely. I've said, too, you know, we tell our kids what we experienced back in the days going to the dances and so on, and 9 to 1, and they just scratched their head like, you went out at 9 o'clock at night and stayed out that late on a Sunday night, and you had to go to work the next day. They just can't believe it. So, but
yep,
we did.
That's
and
exactly right.
And
smiled the whole way.
Oh, you bet. And better. And then quite often we weren't done yet. We'd still stop and have a hamburger on the way home or something. So, yeah, those
right,
were quite the days.
Still could. There were places that were open.
That's right. Yeah, they didn't have trouble with staffing and things like that. So, yeah,
right.
So true. Well, let's take just a couple of minutes to talk about your dad and Jerry Schuft and the band. We're going to feature music by the Earl Schmidt Orchestra in just a little bit. Boy, how did they get together, first of all?
Well, actually, I believe that Jerry and Dad and the tuba man, Hillary Haig, and I don't remember if there was another, maybe Hillard Grock played banjo. They had all been members of the Ivan Kale Band.
Okay.
And they were young guys at the time, and they just thought, hey, I bet we could do this on our own.
Uh-huh.
So they decided that they were just going to go off and start their own band, which they did.
You bet.
And that's kind of how that came about. Yeah, because I know I talked to Lowell Schubert about it, because the first job that he played with Ivan Kale was April 17th in 1960, when Dad and Jerry played their first job under their name.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
Then Ivan needed a concertina player.
Sure, sure.
That was Lowell for 6 years.
Very,
so
very good.
It all kind of blew.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think when I think about it, I mean, gosh, they were young guys. They were in their 30s. spirit, a lot of energy, and they sure had it. On those first couple of recordings, boy, I think that comes through loud and clear.
Oh, so, so good. I was listening again yesterday as I had it minimized on my computer as I was doing work, book work for the meat market. And, oh, my gosh, some of those recordings there, so, so good. And, I mean, your dad was so good on that trombone. Jerry on the concertina, boy, they complement each other. And as we grew up getting to know them, you know, playing for other bands, but we'd run into them on occasion. Holy cow, what a 1-2 punch they were, huh?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Dad was in the service. Dad was a Marine.
Uh-huh.
And he played in the Marine band.
Okay.
So he was military, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, neat.
Oh, yeah, there was a no slouch group there either.
Oh, neat. And how, you don't know, though, how did they decide that they were going to call it the Earl Schmidt Band back when they got started? Was your dad kind of more of a leader at that time, or how did that go?
I think so. They pretty much co-owned the band, and they just thought it would work that way, featuring Jerry Shift on concertina, mm-hmm. being, you know, the concertina often has the lead or the melody parts, you know.
Right.
And, yeah, it just worked out that way, I guess.
I see. Okay. Yeah. And
not that one wanted to take more credit than the other.
No, because...
You know, one way or the other. And then, you know, along down the road, then Dad sold his interest to Jerry.
Okay.
When my brother and I were in high school, because Dad wanted the opportunity to take off for high school events and things that we had.
Sure, sure. I know you've told us that before in the past. And, yeah, that certainly did work well. They were just like a dynamic duo, I thought, and all of the players in the band. I mean, as we think back of the ones that played the different parts, Jerry Cadillac. I mean, what a great sax and clarinet player, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there again, he was in the Navy, I believe, and played.
Yeah, and we just lost him recently. He just died a couple of years ago.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Who was the trumpet player again? Was it Skinny Thomas?
One of the, well, probably on the early Corfwood, Keith Reese.
Oh, okay.
Lafayette.
Oh, okay.
Or, Frank Milmer played sax and trumpet a lot with the band.
Okay.
Ron Hahn out of Hutchinson also played trumpet a long time with the group.
Okay.
And Skinny Thomas out of New Ulm. What was Skinny's name? Skinny played with the Six Fat Dutchman, I think.
Okay.
Well,
it was a John?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it was John.
Thomas. That's correct. Yep, correct.
Yeah. I'm just looking through the covers here to see if there was any information, but I'm not finding it. But yeah, boy. And little things that maybe people don't realize and know, but we come to discover this when we were doing the recording session, this last one, because we had the opportunity to use some libraries of the bands that are no longer playing. And the Jerry Shifter Earl Schmidt Library was one of them. And that one was referred to as a three-horn book, wasn't it?
Right. They did a lot of trombone, saxophone, trumpet.
You bet. You bet. As opposed to, say, the Elmer Scheid Library, which we also played out of. And that's a four-horn library where they use two trumpets and two saxes. And
just for a different sound.
Yeah. And, Earl Schmidt and Jerry Shift, they really had a great sound in those years. And, of course, they continued it when Jerry had it under his name. And when did it come to the end? Was Jerry still playing when he passed away?
I don't think so. Not so much. I think 1985 pretty much was the end of the full band thing. Jerry still would play some concertina jobs, you know.
Sure.
Small parties and things that people would ask. But as far as the full band goes, I think probably 1985 was
so
the end of that.
About 25 years that they had the thing going then, from 60 to 85. Yeah. Oh, that's great. You bet. Well,
yeah, good time.
You bet. And again, talking about that, I know at the rehearsal, we had a rehearsal prior to the recording session, and we played some of those Earl Schmidt arrangements. And I looked over at you, and I kind of muse about it, but it's almost true. It looked like you were not even standing on the floor. Your feet were just a-going, and you were thoroughly enjoying yourself, weren't you?
there were some definitely some good memories that came floating back to me. You bet.
You bet.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 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 And you could, I mean, the guys we had playing, they are professional musicians, and boy, you could just pick up that sound, that style of the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. So it was really good.
That was good fun. You bet it was.
You bet. Well, we're getting down towards the end of the show. First of all, I usually ask, you got a good memory for us again? I can't remember what you've told us the previous times, but a memory along the way that you want to share with the listeners.
I guess, you know, there's a lot of good memories with the music and such, but I have to say, it truly is the people that you meet that really, you know, make a difference.
You bet.
And it's fun to talk to different people and how they enjoy the music. Or if I had a nickel for every person that I've run into recently who has said, you know, your dad played our wedding dance, I could retire.
Uh-huh.
Because it just makes me smile, and I'm glad that people let me know, you know, if that's the case, or dad played for this anniversary or did this or whatever. So it's just nice for the stories that are shared.
Well, chances are that they made some very positive memories, because otherwise a lot of times people would forget it. But if they're bringing it up to you this many years later, it probably was a good time. So that's neat to hear.
Yes. Yes, it sure is.
You bet. Well, some of your favorite places to play that you've gotten to play now with the different bands?
Oh, let's see. We play at Glencoe about 3-4 times a year.
Okay.
That's good. More of a nice dancing floor, so that's always fun.
Okay.
I say I played at the Cato Ballroom here in Mankato for either the taping of the Bandwagon show or just for an open dance.
Oh, yeah.
It's fun to hear or know of the different ballrooms that Dad played in also, and some of those that I've gotten to, you know, be at.
Yeah.
I wish there were, you know, some of the places have gone by the wayside and they're no longer being used as ballrooms or may not be even standing anymore.
That's true. That's true. So, you bet.
That's, yep, there's just different kind of limited spaces now.
You bet.
But it's good when people do call for music if there is an opportunity.
You bet. And kind of overlooked one more facet of your career, and that is you sing, and you sing very well. And there'll be some numbers on this upcoming recording. You sing with Mike Wendelek, another drummer that was also on the recording. And boy, you guys harmonize really nice together.
It's fun to work with Mike. He's a good drummer also, and he does sing well too. So we do get together on occasion, and we played actually. I played his cousin Jim Wendelek is also a concertina player. And we would play at the Silver Lake Legion on a Saturday night, the third Saturday of the month prior to COVID. And that was a fun gig. It was a standing gig. It was close to home. We always had a good time there. And yeah, got to sing more and more with Mike as we would, you know, play more tunes and the more jobs we had.
So, sure, sure.
It's nice to sing with Mike. I enjoy singing with him. He's easy to follow, and just makes it a whole lot easier.
Absolutely, and that was the one thing that folks would give us feedback on the first recording we did with Lester. We only had the one singing song on there, and there are a lot of folks that enjoy a lot of singing, and so we'll have several more on this recording, and it should be good.
Yes, yep, looking forward to hearing how that's going to turn out.
You bet. Well, our time is about run down, so big plans for the day, or what are you up to? Decorating the house? Are you all ready for Christmas, or what's it like?
Well, going to finish the Christmas tree today, I think.
Finish the tree. Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got some company coming over. We've got the tree up already, so everybody's in the holiday spirit. It's a great time of the year. And we're glad that we've got this COVID stuff as far behind us as we do. For the most part, everybody seems to be moving on, and at least the country's not shut down at the moment. And so things are looking up a little bit, aren't they?
Yes, yes. Looking forward to just the good holiday season that it is.
That's right.
So get together with family and friends and enjoy.
That's right. Well, very good, Nancy. For the folks just tuning in late, we've been visiting with Nancy Buckentine from her home in Cologne, Minnesota. And Nancy, the good Lord willing, like I've told you in the past times, we'll do this thing again. How's that?
Okay, that sounds good, Cy.
Very good. So I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. And with that, we're going to let you run. Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Okay.
And there she goes. Nancy Buckentine, our 402nd guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft in just a moment. Larry Rezavi and his out-of-town checks wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 402nd edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Nancy Buckentine, our guest on our Musicians Come and Play program. What a delightful guest Nancy always is. I gave Nancy a call just, I think it's just a week ago, and said, Nancy, I can't get anybody for this week here. I've been calling people, and everybody's busy with the holidays. And she said, oh, my, Cy, I can always take 15, 20 minutes out of my day. Well, I keep her for almost 45, so we get our money's worth. How's that? So, at any rate, yeah, she's a great friend, Nancy Buckentine. And her dad, Earl Schmidt, and Earl Schmidt Orchestra, well, right now, we're going to start things out with their Volume 3 recording. It's a good one, and it's one called the Our Mike Polka. Thank you. The Earl Schmidt Orchestra in one called the Our Mike Polka. Boy, a great old standard polka there, the Our Mike Polka. Here's a pretty waltz tune. I'm going to send out this one out to my buddy Harlan Panoff over there in South Haven, Minnesota, if he's listening in this morning. Loves this song. It's called Where Are Those Days of Youth? Yes, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Boy, some pretty music there. Where Are Those Days of Youth is the name of that song. And that trombone coming through there, just Earl played it with such feeling. It just, you could just hear it, just passionate about how he played. Very, very good. Here's a great polka tune. It's one called the Jet Polka. ¶¶ The Earl Schmidt Orchestra with the Jet Polka. Boy, great tempo there. Just a great band. Beautiful waltz tune coming up. A little Dorf music waltz. Good stuff for you there, the Dorf Music Waltz with the Earl Schmidt Orchestra off of their Volume 3 recording. Going to put Jerry to work on one. It's one called the Morning Star Polka. Jerry Schuft on the concertina. Great concertina solo there. Jerry Schuft on the concertina solo with the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. And back in the days, you bet. Off of their Volume 3 CD. Well, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. Jeannie Bonfig and the gang over there. Well, first of all, they're winding down this 2021 season. Not too many days left on the calendar, so pretty much all the tours have been booked, paid for, taken in, and there's only a couple more that they're going to be attending. So Jeannie and her friend Art and other friend Estelle, all of them over at Jeannie B's Tours, they want to take this opportunity to thank you for the past year of patronage. Wish you all, one and all, a very happy and merry Christmas, safe one, and look forward to seeing you in 2022. Looking at the calendar, they are going to be at the Ives Theater in Bloomington on December 17th for the Magical Medora Christmas. And this is a program, the cast is people that actually perform out in Medora. And so we got to see them last summer when I was with on Jeannie B's on that trip out to Medora. And so they talked about coming to Minnesota. So yeah, that's happening on the 17th. At the Ives Theater in Bloomington. And then they're going to wrap up the year with the Texas Tenors at the Paramount, and it's called Deep in the Heart of Christmas on the 28th of December. And that's it for this year. So, yeah, if you're thinking about tripping next year, and why wouldn't you? It's Jeannie B's Tours, so much fun with, to travel with. Give her a call. See once what she's all got lined up for next year. And, she'll probably send you out some brochures. And so the phone number to call is 320-345-1581. Jeannie always loves talking to people and would love to talk to you and see once where you want to go and see once if she has a trip heading in that direction. So again, happy holidays from Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie and Art and Estelle and the whole gang. And yeah, looking forward to seeing you in 2022. Jeannie B's Tours bringing us the final portion and the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Coming up on 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, temperature reading of 36 degrees. We've exceeded our expected high for today. They were only saying 34, already at 36. So nice day here in central Minnesota. More music on the way. We're going to go to volume 2 recording right now. It's a nice schottische, one called the Country Gardens Schottische. Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Earl Schmidt Orchestra with one called the Country Garden Schottische. Jerry Schuft on the concertina solo there. Time for a little sauerkraut. Yes, the sauerkraut polka. Jerry Schuft Orchestra with the Sauerkraut Polka. The music continues with the Earl Schmidt and Jerry Schuft Orchestra. And let's see, let's do a little waltz time. going to be one called the Yankee Waltz. Yankee Waltz, Earl Schmidt and the orchestra. And right now it's old time polka time with one called the Rise My Darling Polka. Jerry Schuft on the concertina there with the Arise My Darling Polka. 10 minutes before the hour, 1 o'clock, 36, our current temperature here in Albany. Here's a pretty tune, one called Tell Me Whose Girl Are You. Thank you. Jerry Schuft on the concertina there with Tell Me Whose Girl Are You, Waltz, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Here's as Earl Schmidt as it gets. It's the Schmaltz Polka. Yes, the Schmaltz Polka, the Earl Schmidt Orchestra. Going to wrap things up with a nice waltz tune. A lot of people have used this tune for special events, numbers, or whatever. It's one called the Tavern Waltz. Thank you. The Earl Schmidt Orchestra with the Tavern Waltz, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. We're coming up on a couple minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading currently at 36 degrees here in central Minnesota.